What's the fix for a bureaucracy that will carry out any order it's given? One country's answer was to give every official a legal duty to refuse, and to let its High Court ban the parties that threaten the system itself. Prussia and Weber left us with the machine that runs for whoever controls it, and you take control by purging it and bringing it to heel. Germany went through that in 1933, and afterward built the opposite into law. Two mechanisms: a duty to refuse unlawful orders, and a democracy allowed to defend itself against parties that would end it. Both are serious. Both raise the same question: what did Germany put into the job itself? A duty called remonstration, the legal obligation to object to an order you believe is unlawful, escalate it, and ultimately refuse to carry it out. Not just a right to disobey, but a duty, where following an illegal order is itself the violation. Refusal built into the role. Why make it a duty? Because of where "I was only following orders" led. The Nuremberg principle is direct: a clearly criminal order is no defence. The aim is to make the judgment of the individual official something the system actually relies on, rather than something it overrides. Beyond the single official, there's a larger idea: militant democracy. The Constitution lets the government, parliament, and courts defend the basic democratic order on the principle that not even a majority may vote the republic out of existence. A democracy with the explicit power to refuse its own abolition. Does it have teeth? The Constitutional Court can ban a party outright. It banned a neo-Nazi party in 1952 and the Communist Party in 1956, reviewed the far-right NPD in 2017, and is weighing whether to move against the AfD now, in 2025. Not prosecute individuals, dissolve the party. So who decides what counts as unlawful, or who counts as an enemy of democracy? That's the weak point. A government that captures the meaning of legal can turn the duty around. And banning your opponents can shade into the thing you're guarding against. Germany once dismissed a schoolteacher for Communist Party membership, and the European Court of Human Rights ruled that went too far. Here's the underlying problem. To stop the machine from serving any master, you have to give someone the authority to declare a master illegitimate, to define the unlawful order, to name the banned party. But that authority is itself a kind of power. The official's refusal protects you only if his judgment is sound. The court's ban protects you only if its judgment is honest. The design doesn't remove the danger, it relocates it, to whoever controls the definition of enemy. So the duty to disobey may be the most admirable safeguard in this series, and the hardest to get right. It asks an official to be braver than his superior, and a court to be wiser than a majority. Used well, it's what prevents a repeat of 1933. Used badly, it becomes a tool for the same kind of takeover. Every safeguard becomes a new power, so who checks this one?